Good morning. How are you today? It's a new year, right? So actually, I'm very happy to see we have some improvement. Maybe I'm using the wrong word. But this morning, 9:30 sharp, we begin our worship, our praises. And then when I look back, and I see most of you is actually there. You know, really on time, you know, thanks God and thank you. And let's give a round of applause to yourself and to one another as an encouragement. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that we can actually, on a New Year day, I mean, it's on New Year Sunday, we come to worship the Lord, and we love to see a brother and sister here and come together to worship our Heavenly Father. As Peter mentioned, that this year we will focus. Last year, 2017, we focused on what? The word, Chinese word is what? Ga. So we moved the ga, that Chinese character over there, which actually this is, we remember last year we focused, the whole 4C church is talking about loving your spiritual family. So we have that love stay there for quite a while, but this year 2018 will actually focus on this character, which is in Chinese called Dou, is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word and God was, you know, Jesus Christ, right? So if you talk about the word, is that the incarnation is the same thing. The word is the Dou. So Christ is the Dou, is the word. So this year we will actually continue, we'll be focused on this, the theme. The theme is, we would say, life of God. This is the main theme, life with God. And I'm not sure, don't have to control it. Is to practice our daily walk with God. And which is, like this morning, we talk about life rooted in His Word, like a tree planted by the water. So we're using Psalm 1, the whole psalm, as our theme scripture throughout the year. And we'll actually, preacher will kind of like read it, align, stick around with that topic, or actually sermon is about how our life can be rooted in the Word of God. Now, and also we will start the whole congregation of 4C Church, and we will recite every month, we will recite the scripture. So this month, January 2018, the monthly scripture will be Psalm 1, verse 1, and 2. Okay, you know what recite means? It's meaning that this morning we're going to read, next morning we're going to see a little bit, and then we'll turn it off, and then we kind of recite. Got it? So this morning we just, everybody read it louder, and then we will actually, as a congregation, we're going to put that passage into our heart and into our head. So let us together read that passage, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Got it? Right. Can we repeat one more time? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Very good. Very good. Psalm 1 is called a wisdom psalm. And there are praise psalms, there are lament psalms, and also we have enthronement psalm, and all contain wisdom. Of course, but as an introduction, because this is Psalm 1, it's an introduction and door to the rest of the Psalms. This Psalm declares in just a few words some of the most basic but profound truths and propositions of the Bible. Now, through its subject matter, it's very general and basic, but it touches on two subjects that continually occur throughout the rest of 149 Psalms that follow. Psalm 1 declares the blessedness of the righteous and the mystery and future of the wicked. And the key subject is the importance of God's word to the life and fruitfulness of the righteous who truly love the word of God. This psalm promises to those who make the scripture the coil of their lives will bring changes in their character so that it brings out life, what we call life transformation. As a Christian, we are all called born again. Born again meaning that every day we transform. Every day we change better, and better is more like our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is our final goal. This is a beatitude. Because the first word of this psalm is what word is it? Blessed, right? Blessed is like the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, he started with, blessed are the... So the Hebrew word for blessing is azah. It's in Hebrew. So the word azah, interestingly, it comes from a word which means to go straight or go forward, advance, and set right. Beatitude pronounces blessing upon certain group of people, but it is not, however, an unconditional pronouncement, nor a pronouncement of bliss or a life without trouble, without problems. It is conditional, and this is strongly stressed by the article, follow the blessed. Blessed are the. Is a particular the, meaning that it specifies certain kind of man. Now, there are two ways of life open to us. One means blessedness, happiness, and fruitfulness. But the other means cursedness, unhappiness, and judgment. We always know that we always have a choice to choose. And it's a choice for us. But to be blessed, one must be by faith, obey the conditions. He must pursue the way of the blessedness as described in this psalm. Now the passage here, this I'm not going to read the whole one, but you're reading that on the screen. The whole passage is not speaking about complying with a system or like something like some kind of rules and principle that we can kind of work it out or we can follow. Like Kung Fu has some kind of like basic things like, or something that you can learn. But learn Kung Fu need to take time too, right? The same thing. We can't go like Bruce Lee in just a few weeks. Bruce Lee take a long time to be Bruce Lee, right? But that's why it's not like comply with a system or comply with a special formula that so that we can experience blessedness. Instead, the promise of this blessing is to those whose life are characterized by certain qualities as the outcome of faith and their trusted relationship with the Lord, our God. This is what we actually have to pay attention to it. So let's take the time this morning to go through what are those things to be blessed. So every New Year, Chinese like to be called Fook upon us. So we, you know, when Chinese New Year comes in about like 1.5 months, so we have the some kind of like a character called Fook, the blessing, and we put upside down. You know why they put upside down? Because in Chinese, when we say upside down is Dou, Dou Jun. So when we say Dou Jun of Fook, Jai, Fook Dou. Okay, anyway. Is it good? Right. Fook Dou. So it's the arrival of the blessing. We put it upside down in the same, like a Cantonese, we call it Fook, is coming. Now, modern man, this day find very hard to stand still. Is it true? We do a lot of things. Even we sit here, we'll do a lot of things. We can't stand still. This morning, I tried to kind of moving around because I like to move around. But we find it very hard in our life to stand still, to take time to pause and to contemplate, to look at life in different stages. Look around our brother and sister here. There's different stages, right? Group over there, your life stage is what? It's trying to be nourished, you know, in school, you know, learning lessons. And here, there, you know, raising family, you know, working hard, you know, bringing kids to college, you know, and then you got empty nester there. Pastor Dan and Elaine, empty nester, you know, grandparents, you know, different stage. We got to take some time to look at different life stages at the time. We may think business. Sometimes we think busyness, very busy. Doing something is better than doing nothing. But this is problematic, I tell you. This wisdom psalm demonstrates the process of retrogression. You know what retrogression is? Retrogression meaning is that we're going backward. Now, in a new year, we always want to talk about what? Moving forward, advancement, improvement. You know, we're moving forward. But this psalm is to really demonstrate the process of what? Retrogression, moving back, which always occur when men are not advancing in God's word and in their way of life. Because you know what? Christian this day, we are trying to move forward against the strong tide of the world. The wave is coming against us so strong that we have to, when we try to move forward, it's so hard for us to move forward because the tide is so strong. If we are not trying to move forward, we're trying to, like, doing this, we are going like this. So in Chinese New Year, we always say, and advancement in Chinese New Year is in advancement. 进步啊, meaning what? You can move forward. So it seems that we never stand still in order to locate our roots and to cultivate growth because we are so busy. Even though we have time, we try to do something else and not really take time to look at our roots. Where are they? If we were not growing, we are degenerating. Now, verse 1 portray this truth in 3 degrees of what we call degeneration. It's a little more permanent. It's settled and then embedded in our lives. We try to kind of like follow a little bit, then we try to kind of like settle, and then it's embedded into our lives. Now, the 3 degrees of degeneration, the one is 3 degrees of habit or conduct. We walk, we stand, and we sit. 3 degrees of openness, fellowship, involvement in evil, in counsel, path, and we take our seat. 3 degrees of evil that we saw in wicked, sinners, mockers. In each of these, there is regression from God's our way, God's way and progression, if you are not that way, you go that way. If we are not actually going this way to God's way, and then we progress it into wrongdoing that leads to sin. The psalm warns us how man is so easy to turn aside little by little and become more and more entangled in the web of sin. Men are so easily influenced by the way of the world in its attitude and influence their action. For action followed by our attitudes. One of the main characteristics of people living in this so-called electronic era, we call E-generation. We like to say E, everything is about electronic. Is that the way people are so much into pursuing fashion and taste. The world bombards people to follow the trends, and the media is constantly stimulating people to buy certain products or certain brands. Today we have a lot to follow. Twitter, Facebook, follow some trends, social media, you know. So recently a statistic showing that more than 50% of people, they look at their cell phone 47 times a day. Even when you eat, you're looking at it. Don't do it. Oh. And then suddenly, so what does it mean? They have a lot of things like come on, keeping you kind of busy. You know, don't take time even talk to your parents over the dinner table. You know, too, it's so busy, you know. Oh, I'm browsing for my school homework. Is that true? I don't know. And that's why it's really make us very busy. You know how many people now follow Donald Trump, our president, tweet? There's a lot of people now getting more and more. People saying that he's some bad word about him, but his follower now is increasing. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. But now people have a lot to follow. Many young people play video games endlessly. Early morning, I already saw our younger brother here playing video games, you know, exciting. And even though they don't go to bed, I mean, so they play video game and they're browsing into the internet without self-control. You know what? There are many voices. I tell you, all these messages coming, there's a voices behind. This voice is not necessarily some really have sound like voice, this kind of voices. It may be very subtle, quiet. But there are voices behind all this message. And yet, we don't really pay attention to those voices. And without our discernment, we gradually being influenced and lead us to walk. And then we stand on the wrong path. And you know what's the consequence? We finally take our seat comfortably there. Now, this kind of mentality of following a trend can indeed manipulate people. Not just talk about like intellectually, but also behavioral. Because when you have a thought, then you have that kind of what? When something is here, you will what? Changing inside. And it's becoming our attitude. And then our attitude what? Will bring out what? Action. Remember this three kind of like clip arts? It's talk about like you have thoughts coming in without really discern about what you're taking in. And it's gradually, subtly, and then you're changing inside what you have. And then you become a habit and you start to do action. Following or imitating popular ideas or behaviors are often referred to as people call herd behavior. Or we call the bandwagon effects. Do you know what's bandwagon effects? That means the behind meaning is that anyone who can jump into a parade vehicle And then they can easily enjoy the music, and then they have the applause from around, all from the crowd, without really doing the work, like walking, you know? They just stand there, and then people, oh, and then they enjoy the dancing. You know, they are called the bandwagon effect, because it's cool, man. I don't have to do anything. I just can't follow the crowd. So everybody want to get on to the bandwagon and then enjoy people opposed to you. So following the crowd is not necessarily a bad thing, but remember, if we have become a pattern in dealing with issue just by taking the majority view without any consideration and your personal discernment, then this is the problem, my dear. This is the problem. Nowadays, in this society, they emphasize on trending. We are so easy to walk on the path of the crowd unknowingly and assimilated by the world values. And that's why the Bible tells us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed and renewing our mind. For, because in our daily life, we may be doing a lot of this action. We walk, we stand, and then we sit without standing still and find our root of our life. And then how we can plant that root into the word like a tree planted by the river. So the psalmist exhorted us that don't do it. Don't do what? There's three don'ts there. Don't walk. He said, don't walk in the counsel of the wicked. That is to say, don't go along with the view and the way of life of those who are they are guided and controlled by their own desires, by their own emotions, their own impulses of their mind and flesh. Don't follow them. Don't go along with them. But determine to walk by the whole counsel of God's word, not by emotions, not by a tradition, or by any popular opinions. Don't do that. The second don't is that don't stand in the path of the sinners. That is to say, do not involve and influence by those who have deliberately chosen a way of life, a path contrary to the plan of God, as revealed in the Bible. But to understand and watch out that when we think like the world, we begin to act like the world. It's very subtle. So we have to watch it out. But instead, we choose to direct our life by God's plan according to His will. How? Find our root into the Word. It's how you understand the will of God. At least majority, we talk about the will of God, we can find it in the Bible. And then the psalmist saying the number three don't is what? Don't sit in the seat of the mocker. That is to say, don't dwell or remain settled down in the comfort of this world like those who is actively engaged in putting down the things of God and His word. This is what the mocker mean, mocking people. They don't like what God thinks. They don't like it anymore. So don't dwell with them. Don't remain in this kind of situation. However, I'm afraid that this is the state of the majority, even of the majority of the church. The past Gallup polls, which compare the church and the unchurched people, it showed that there was basically no difference in the way they lived their lives. That means Christian and non-Christian, they live alike. Many people in the church today are comfortable with their religion. They are merely come to church to play. They are not advancing in the life of Christ, but are materialistic, earthly oriented, living as earth dwellers, and not like we just as a sojourner, meaning we just as a guest. We try to stay in a hotel as long as we want, as long as we like. But remember that we are just a sojourners. The hotel is nice, but we can't stay long. We have to move forward because this is not our home. We must be serious about the church, for church is not a social club. We don't come here to kind of social, you know, have a cup of tea and talk about blah, blah, blah. And then it's like also treating a church like a welfare organization or even like a religious or a ritualistic institution. Church, brothers and sisters, be serious. Church is a spiritual body. It's an organism of living people whose lives are nurtured and sustained through the teaching of God's words. Because according to the scripture, everything in the church is to follow from and around this emphasis and activity. And it's organization about fellowship, about ministries, testimony, witness, and even giving. This does not deny, of course, the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit or other valid functions of the church like music. But central to everything, is what? The church is a place to proclaim the word of God. Because when we encounter, like right now, we listen to the sermon. You are listening to the word of God through Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam is nobody. But it's the word of God that going through my mouth. And the Holy Spirit is now moving you to take that in. And you think. And you put it in your mind. And then gradually it's going down to your heart. And then the heart can motivate what? Actions. And that was about. Because it's relying on the Holy Spirit to eliminate the word of God. Sometimes we don't understand. And that's why the word through the mouth of Pastor Sam, but the Holy Spirit bring it into you. So that we have to be serious about it, because God is speaking to you at the moment. So in order to contend retrogression, you know what retrogression again, right? We must have to what? To grow. But before we take a look at our growth, we must first take a serious look at our root. The psalmist used a metaphor of a tree. He said, the righteous delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditate what? He meditate day and night. Oh, Pastor Sam, I'd rather sleep day and night. I'm too tired. Every morning, you know, I have to go to school, and then extracurricular activities, and then I have to play my game, blah, 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 and then on my whatever. There's a lot of things to do, right? I'd rather meditate. No, I'd rather look at my phone day and night. But this is not the attitude of the righteous. He meditates the word day and night, and he is like a tree planted by the streams of water. To plant means to cause, to take root, to become firmly established for the purpose of stability, nutrition, growth, and eventually what? And you try, do you see this tree? Have what? You see the root? You see the main trunk? You see the branches? You see the leaves? And you see what? Have this image. Your life and my life eventually have to what? Bear fruits. Have you planted any plant in your backyard or front yard? What happened? A few years doesn't really have anything come out. And the leaves always kind of early fall, you know, kind of like they don't really build, going strong. What are you going to do? 斬咗佢啦, cut it off, man. Right? That's the picture. Because we need a strong root in order to grow. It is the same as the follower of Christ. We need to root our life into the Word of God. We need to cultivate a strong root that grow deep before we can grow big. And then we bear fruit. So pastor in England, he already passed away already. He said, before the church grow big, it has to grow what? Deep. My question is, why the psalmist using a metaphor of tree? Why? Well, I can explain is that he's using a metaphor of tree because one, a tree had deep roots and is usually very sturdy. So it portrays stability and a capacity to withstand the storms of life. And second, a tree takes time to grow, so we need it too. The problem, especially in our instant noodle society, we want and expect everything is overnight. We can transform ourselves overnight and make change overnight. But the truth is, the true spiritual strength comes from a long-term established relationship with the Word of God. So we all need the stamina. We all need the endurance and willing to break through all the obstacles in order to form the habit. Hey, brother and sister, the new year comes. We have a resolution. I forgot about resolution. But are you committed to break it through? Break through all the obstacles. What is the obstacle this year? What is the obstacle last year? Are you willing to break it through? And number three, why we use the tree as a metaphor? Because if a tree is a fruit tree, it bears fruit, it gives fruit. God has given us the word that we might become fruitful tree in his service and in the ministry to others. But again, before we bear fruit, we must know how to be still and to grow our roots. Don't stand, don't follow, don't go along, don't kind of stand there, don't do so much action, but stand still to find your root. Into what? Take time to see. What are you standing on? What is your value that you built on? Are you building your value on a trending these days? Talk about people, talk about in school. So you follow the trend so that you be being accepted. You don't even want to tell people that you are Christian because you know what? I don't be so special. I want to grow to be like a bandwagon effect. We want bandwagon effects. In addition, this metaphor of a tree is to paint a picture of the righteous of how much he's delighted in the word of God. Tell them, when you are delighted in something, we usually being preoccupied with all this, the thing you think is important, right? So in other words, when we have delight in something, we will try to protect it and we guard it. Danny Simo has put my love letter to her, which mostly I wrote to her during year 1973 to 1976. So we talk about 40 years. So sometimes he kind of, at night before go to bed, she'll say, you know what, this is your love letter to me. And then she start reading. And it keep remind me that, you know, it's the commitment, it's the thing that I talk to her, say, I love you. And when we're still young, 40 years ago, I was only like 20 years old. I'm still young. But she told me that. She loved to read the love letter it's from me. And I think about like, why she want to read it? She had that kind of like moment of security, moment of like her husband loved her at this age, and maybe another 20 years to come. As Peter said, the Bible is a love letter from God written to us. If right now you say, I love God, do you really love God? Don't you want to take time to read the love letter again, again, and again? Maybe next week I will show you the power letter, you know. And actually, when I wrote love letter, it's strange that 40 years ago, I write in English. I don't know why. The time when I was actually working for Pan American Airways, maybe I'm kind of like whitewashed a little bit, and then because all my customers is actually foreigners, and that's why even I'm in Hong Kong, but I wrote in English. But since that, you know, do you take time in your midst of the business to go through their letters one by one? Dear brother and sister, we must choose our life not to the counsel of the ungodly, but live by the stream of water. And the last picture I want to show to you is that bring this word home. You can forget all the rest of what I just talked about. Bring this word, be still. You know this picture? I think it's very hard to find. Can you find a bird? Can you find a bird? You see a storm? You see the pouring water? The tree? Can you see a bird? The bird stands still in the midst of storms, lightning, pouring water. All these waves, water pouring down, lightning, but it stands still there. The righteous people, the Bible said, the righteous people, he does whatever thing he does, he prospers. Prosper doesn't mean you are going to be wealthy. Prosper doesn't mean you go to buy the Powerball, you hit it like for $100 million or $300 million. Prosper meaning what? In the midst of the storm of life, when you can still find safely place that you hide behind the promise of God. You stand on the promise of God's words, and you can still not be afraid of the outside, but you can still wait, and you can still moving forward. That what does it mean by prosperous in the Bible? It doesn't mean you don't have any problems in life and troubles, because it's kind of given already. Jesus said you will have troubles and suffering, but that's okay. I already conquered the world. So where can you find your peace? Be still in the Word of God, like this bird. Bring home these pictures. Bring home the word, be still, and try to find your root. So, you know, in the beginning of the year, are you willing to commit yourself, or we commit yourself daily time with the Lord, read His Word, and secondly, commit to come weekly at least, the time of assembling together as a family. Together we support one another. We kind of like when you are tired, when you have like troubles, and when you can, you know, do whatever the will of God, you help each other. You support one another, and that's why we need to come to the church. The church is a place for the saints to be what? To be supporting, to be moving forward together, and the final goal is to everyone will be more like our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you willing to commit this? Are you willing to commit these habits? It takes time. Don't feel bad when you can't do it like a month or two. Maybe on your door, you can put a sign and say, God is at work, and He is still at work. I'm not finished yet. Pastor Dan is not finished yet. He is old man, but you know, God is not finished with him yet. He still have a lot of things to do. He's standing there still, become an example. Because this generation here, I'm following Pastor Dan, this generation, and Peter is following my generation, and then you're following younger generation, and then we have five generation here, maybe four, five generation here. And this generation, every life in this generation, all generation, we build our life into the dough.